We're continuing our series on prophecy, and one of the amazing things about prophecy is its purpose. A couple of things we'd like to talk about here is how we can verify and help underscore what our faith is all about, because there is an evidence of faith that we find in prophecy.
Especially fulfilled prophecy. When we look at fulfilled prophecy, there's two things we can learn from legitimately fulfilled prophecy from the Bible. Number one is that the proof of God. When we look in the Bible and we see numerous prophecies that have been fulfilled, and there are a number from Genesis into Revelation that have been fulfilled, we find that it offers us a key proof of God. Let's look at a scripture that says in Isaiah chapter 46, beginning in verse 9. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done." God says that He declares the end from the beginning. He knows in advance what is going to happen. He controls certain events, key events in history and in Bible prophecy to fulfill His plan, and offers us a proof. Now, later on in this series, we're going to go into some key aspects of fulfilled prophecies from the Bible to prove this exactly. Proof of God is number one.
I think that's an important purpose. You got to start here. So as you look at that passage in Isaiah 46, beginning in verse 9, it begins to point out that we can have that faith of ours supported and know that God exists because He said it was going to happen, and it did happen. Now, what that also then connects to is the fact that it proves the Bible. Because if God said it and it's recorded in the Bible, then we see very clearly that it's got to be the Word of God. And so it proves the Bible. There's a connection to this in the New Testament as well. It's over in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. And that particular passage, Peter was inspired to write this. He says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man." So the implication is it only comes through God. It's God's inspired word. And so as you read those prophecies in the Bible, you can verify the fact that God said it, it's true, and it came about. So it has to verify that the Bible is the word of God and proves that it is true.
One key reason to study prophecy and to understand fulfilled prophecy is that it proves God and it proves His word. Two of the most important aspects of faith that we must have as our foundation in our relationship with God. Proof of God, proof of the Bible. Now, in our next BT Daily, we're going to begin to go into a few key proofs of fulfilled prophecy from the Scriptures to show exactly what we mean.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.